Hello, Bishop Craig Berglund with another audio boo, and I have a question for you today. The question is, do you know what it is to hold open space in relationship? What I mean by that is this. In our relationships, our one-on-one relationships, if we honestly look at and evaluate our goals and what it is we're trying to accomplish, are we trying to shape, and that's a kind word for it, coerce, corner, encircle, and fold, and direct the one we're in relationship with into being someone who is a fabrication of our own projection, the product of our experiences, both good and bad, but if we're honest, mostly bad, in other relationships throughout the history of our life? Or do we feel our job is to hold open a safe, loving, creative, supportive environment in which the other can become the person who is their full potential? As you might imagine, there's an extreme difference between those two alternatives. When we see relationships that fail, we see relationships that fail because primarily at least one, and more often both, of the people in the relationship are attempting to turn the other into someone they are not, rather than allowing them to grow into the fullness of who they are and celebrating and loving the person they become. It really is a matter of choice, and it all begins with understanding and accepting ourselves just as we are, just for who we are, and for who we might become. Thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm Bishop Craig Berglund. I wish you God's rich blessings, and namaste.